I mean, doctors or health staff is kind of like the key to actually have or have not access to abortion, you know? So if like doctors are conservative and are on the side of like abortion opponents, then it, you know, it looks really bad for in terms of access, you know? And this is of course something that abortion opponents of course know that, you know? And they know also that there are a lot of doctors who are not necessarily like political activists or something like this, you know? Like they don't want to get in trouble. A lot of them, you know, maybe also have kind of elitist view on society and also about women, you know. A lot of doctors are very conservative and they just don't want to, as a first of all, get in trouble with their colleagues, you know. They don't want to lose their good reputation, you know. So a lot of doctors are actually not interested in dealing with abortion at all because they just, you know, are scared, you know, to deal with this and to have a clear position about it. For example, in the US, especially in front of medical faculties, abortion opponents like stay with like big posters, you know, talking about like the fetal genocide going on, you know, and things like this, you know. So this is why it's really important to especially talk with doctors about the topic, that they kind of stand up for women's rights, you know, because if they don't do it, then women won't have access, you know. And that's just one worrying thing in the European Union, because their conscientious objection is not really clearly dealt with, you know. And there was actually like a proposition recently in the European Parliament to just state that, you know, every public hospital has to at least refer women where to get a safe abortion, you know. And this proposition didn't went through because there was too much conservative pressure, you know, who were talking about, you know, you cannot force a doctor to perform an abortion if he doesn't want to, you know, and they won, you know, which is very worrying, because again, it is like this, like this like idea of abortion is something bad, and this is why you cannot force anybody to deal with this, you know. We have to kind of like almost like save doctors from like doing performing something they don't want to, you know. Instead of saying, listen, let's just, you know, make it clear, you know, that abortion is a procedure that is necessary, you know, medically and socially, you know, and you know, doctors, of course, have to deal with this in their education and also have to face what it is, and also, you know, not let all this, like, myth about, you know, abortion as a bad thing grow, even in the medical sphere, you know. And it's really worrying that because abortion is not being dealt with in the education of doctors, this, like, myth, you know, grow and grow and grow, you know. Because even doctors have, like, weird ideas about it, you know, because they never really dealt with it in their training. So this is really bad, you know.
The problem in South Africa, for example, what we've seen is that mostly doctors do not want to deal with it. That's why I think, maybe I'm wrong, but that's why also the nurses can perform this kind of procedure, because it's so simple. But yet again, even the nurses wouldn't decide to do it. So you had followed a couple of doctors and one nurse and so on, who do these abortions, but they have to travel a really long way to reach all the little villages and you know, all the places, because there are no doctors that would want to perform that because of prejudice. Mm.
So, which really means that these doctors really have to be like very, you know, motivated activists, actually, because they have to travel on their own terms. You know, nobody pays them for the fuel they need for the car. You know, like one doctor I interviewed, Marijke Alblas, she really has to like travel like 5 hours in the car to like a clinic where no doctors want to perform abortions. You know, and the whole Western Cape, which is like a whole kind of like a state. You know. There were just 3 doctors who are willing to perform abortions, you know, so you really, yeah, this is what it ends up to, like, the doctors who are doing it, they really have to be, like, totally dedicated to the topic, because, you know, they don't get support, they get trouble, they don't get any acknowledgement for what they're doing, you know, and they're even, like, ostracized by the church, by the community, and by their colleagues, you know. So this is really a situation that has to be opposed from the beginning, you know, and this is why it's very important to, right now, start, you know, a wider alliance, a pro-choice alliance, you know.